Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning is Carol Kenley. And Carol wears a couple of different hats in the community. In addition to being a board member at Alaska Farmland Trust, our newest board member, Carol and her daughter also grow peonies. And sitting here in the studio with us this morning is this gorgeous bouquet of peonies. So, Carol, welcome and thanks so much for being here.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Today. It occurred to me that I don't know the farm name for the peony operation.
Our farm name for peonies is Peak Peonies.
Peak Peonies. Okay. I love it. Well, welcome and thanks for being here. Like I said, you're our newest board member at Alaska Farmland Trust. We're thrilled to have you. But today we're going to talk about these peonies, which I've had a couple of different guests on the show to talk about peonies. But there's a unique development with your operation that made us want to have you on the show to talk about it. So tell us what's going on.
Well, we're very excited because next week, Fred Meyer is going to start carrying our peonies in all 10 of its Alaska stores. All of the stores except for the Juno store
Wow. Are
going to have peonies available in their floral department.
That's incredible. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, this was a big win. It was very exciting. Working with Fred Meyer, you're working with Kroger, and it's a big corporation and a lot of hoops to jump through, but
yeah,
we think we've accomplished the last one, and now our peonies are blooming and we're ready to sell.
Oh, that's incredible. I cannot wait to see that. Carol, I'd be remiss if I didn't start by asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection to agriculture and your connection to Alaska. Of course, I know a little bit about this story, but our listeners might not. So let's start there, and then we'll jump back over to Fred Meyer and peony.
Okay, my dad and mother moved to the Valley in 1952. They were married in 1950, and they lived in Anchorage and then Peters Creek for a couple years. And then they bought a 160-acre tract of land that had been a homesteaded property. It wasn't connected with the colony, but it was on Fishhook Road.
Yep.
And there was only the homestead had just been proved up on in the 1920s and then just held. And so it was pretty raw land, and there was a little cabin on the land. My mom and dad cleared the land and developed a dairy farm.
Yeah.
And my dad was a dairy farmer while I was growing up.
Yeah. And so how many kids?
We had 6 kids in our family, and he always liked to say they were all boys except for 5. Yeah, he always thought that was a great joke.
It is a good joke. It's still funny. Who went on to take over the farm? Or did any of the family members, yourself included, become farmers, so to speak? Or tell us a little bit about that, about the next generation.
Okay, well, no one was interested in dairy farming.
Right.
Well, I might have been interested, but I don't think anyone would have taken that seriously then. But
sure.
And my brother, he definitely was not. He became a pilot, and he flew out of the dairy farm as soon as he could.
Okay.
And so when I graduated, I like to say that when I graduated, my dad did not know how he could manage without me. So
sure.
He sold the cows and quit farming, but he kept the land. And then eventually sold off parcels of the land, and my husband and I were fortunate enough to be able to buy about 12 acres.
Okay.
And so I always loved the farm and always loved farming. And so I always had a nice garden because my mom is June Oberg, and she's a fabulous gardener.
Yeah.
And so I always felt it was like a responsibility to garden. So I always had a little garden for our family. And we have 7 children.
Yeah.
And so my number 4 daughter, named Amy, was very industrious. And she started when she was about 8 or 9 years old, taking vegetables out to the road and setting up a little table and selling some produce there, and she was very good at it. She made good little profit money for a 9-year-old.
Yeah. But that was back before farm stands were a thing, really, right? I mean, we're talking about the late 80s, early 90s, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the late 80s when she was doing that. And she'd just have a couple heads of lettuce and some turnips and whatever extra tomatoes there were. And she'd always do pretty good. She felt she did pretty good because, of course, she pocketed all the money.
Sure.
But then when she was 13, our neighbor came over with, I think it was the Capital Press, something from Oregon.
Okay, yeah.
And there was an article about, you call them CSAs now, community supported agriculture. But at that time, in this paper, they called it a subscription vegetable service, which was like subscribing to a magazine, except you were subscribing to a basket of vegetables every week.
Right.
And Amy looked at that, and she decided that she was going to do that.
Wow,
and
so, at 13.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, at 13, she decided she could do that. Because she was really tired of, like, the lettuce at the end of the day that she was trying to sell was all wilted. So she thought this would be a good plan. So she made herself some little flyers and went around to some neighborhoods and passed out her flyers. And I think that first week that she was going to have vegetables, she had 4 customers.
Okay.
And that week I happened to be doing Cub Scout camp. So I was gone the day she and her had a younger brother that helped her get all the 4 boxes ready. I came home from Cub Scout, delivered the boxes. The next day when I came home from Cub Scout camp, she said, "Mom, I have 9 customers now."
Oh, my goodness. So
other
was
people
the garden
had
ready
seen
for
her
it?
Boxes. No, I said, "That's it. That's as big as the garden is."
Yeah.
And from there on, she built quite a little business and put herself through college.
Incredible.
And then my youngest daughter, after Amy was done, decided she would do that business, and she did that for about 6 years, too, the CSA boxes.
So the Kenleys have kind of always been known for this vegetable growing, and for after Rachel did the baskets, then you moved on to the farmer's market, right?
Right.
You started selling at the market.
I guess I wasn't done, you know? And actually, I'd done free labor for them for all those years. I guess I decided I could make some money at that. And so I did farmer's markets for about 8 years after Rachel left, and thoroughly enjoyed it, thoroughly enjoyed the customers.
Yeah.
But I'm getting older, and I did break my back a number of years ago.
Right.
And so handling the heavy vegetable crates was just getting to be more than I wanted to do.
Sure, a lot of work. Well, a quick reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning is Carol Kenley with Peak Peonies, you said it is?
Yes.
Peak Peonies. And we've been talking about kind of the history of the Kenley family farm and the different businesses that have operated there off of your property. So after you got done with farmers markets, you decided to be one of these many crazy Alaskans that got into the peony business.
Yes. My daughter, Amy, the one who started this actually selling any vegetables, moved, and she lives right next to me. And we kind of share this property. And she said, "Maybe we should grow peonies, Mom. This would be kind of cool." This was about 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
And so we got the land ready. And 5 years ago, we planted our first peonies.
Okay.
And so peonies are a way much lighter product to work with than turnips.
So let's talk about the nuts and bolts of that first year. And you talk about prepping the land. So what had the space been used for before, if anything, and what did it take to get it ready for peonies?
Okay, well, where we planted our peonies was where my father had kind of pastured, or what we called the holding area for the cows. They had kind of wintered in that area and the calf area. And so it had grown back up into kind of hay, but it was pretty rough ground.
Yeah.
But we had to plow it and kill weeds and grass, plow it, and then rototill it and pick rocks. We picked mountains of rocks out of that area.
Yeah.
And then had the soil tested.
Oh, good. I was going to ask if you did that.
Yeah, we had the soil tested to see what kind of amendments we needed to make to the soil. And fortunately for us, the man who was reading our soil test said, you couldn't have found a better place to grow peonies. This
That's
is perfect.
News.
You don't have to do anything to it.
Wow.
So that was really
good. I don't
know
that I've ever heard that from another grower.
Yep. It was great.
So there's your one clean break, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so then we chose, you can plant peonies in a number of ways, but we chose to use a raised bed and put a black tipar.
Okay.
Over it and then make holes in the tipar to plant the roots.
Yep.
And that first year we planted 1,200 roots.
Wow. You jumped right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We jumped right in. And it was a very wet, cold fall.
Okay.
But we got all hands on deck and got them in.
This beautiful bouquet that's sitting in front of me is mostly whites. It looks like maybe there's some Sarahs in there as well. But what colors and varieties did you plant and why did you choose the ones you did?
Well, we had attended the Peony Growers Conference and had investigated what types we should be growing.
Yeah.
And so we chose to grow Festiva Maximas and to grow Sarah Bernhardt's and Felix Krauss.
Yeah.
We also sprinkled in a few odd varieties like Inspector Laverge and...
Oh, I haven't heard that one. What color is that one?
That one is a deep fuchsia color.
Oh, okay.
Very pretty, but it doesn't seem to hold well for shipping.
Oh, okay.
And so we're about to dig all of those 250 plants up and sell them as roots.
Oh, okay.
You know, so because they're gorgeous,
they're
they would be great home plants.
More like a garden peony.
Yeah, they're more like a garden peony, not good for shipping.
Oh, okay.
We love them, but they just won't ship. So.
Well, that's good information to have. If folks are interested in purchasing those when you get them dug up, what are you going to wait till the fall to dig them up, or are you digging them now?
Yeah, we're going to dig them up in the fall, and it would be bad. We'll probably, or we may dig them up in the spring.
Oh, okay.
Next year.
Okay. Does Peak Peonies have a Facebook or website presence?
We don't right now.
Okay.
We don't. That's probably something we need to do.
Well, that's only something that you need when you're looking for more customers. But to get to the kind of major point of our story, it sounds like you've locked in your customer, right? So
yes,
this Fred Meyer deal is a big deal.
Yeah, this is a big deal for us. We think that they will be buying most of our peonies. We only have those first 1,200 plants are the ones that are in production. Peonies take about 5 years to come into
full. Has that been your experience? Full 5 years?
Okay. Yeah, to get full production. But we are... And like I said, we have about 250 of those that aren't really producing.
Yeah.
And then we probably lost, 15%, which seems like it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, pretty good number.
Absolutely.
So
I'm not good at math, but you have somewhere under 1,000 plants that are producing. And how many stems per plant are you hoping to get?
We'll probably average sellable stems 7. We'll probably have 7,000 stems this year.
Wow. That's a lot of cutting and handling and work, right?
Yes. And they all came on because of our heat wave.
Yeah.
They all came on really fast.
Yeah.
And so we are.
So you're ready now.
Yeah. We are ready now. We're picking like crazy. So,
yeah. Oh,
and,
man.
And handling them.
You'll have to have somebody like shoot some video of the picking process or some pieces of it that we can add to the story after the fact. Because I don't think, people don't fully understand what it means to pick these peony. You know, everyone, I think, can probably picture what a peony looks like. Of course, we'll post the picture of the bloomed peony. But you don't cut them when they're fully open, right?
No, we cut them when they look like popsicles on a stick.
Yeah. And marshmallows, right?
Yeah. And... I don't know if you took video, then you would see that we use Amy's children, child labor, a lot.
It happens. I'm sure you're not the only farm, and it's allowed when they're family members, right?
That's what we tell them.
Oh, you'll have to excuse my cold. I apologize for that. So if the plants are about 5 years old, you're in full production now. So the last couple of years when you've had a few cut flowers to sell probably, what have you done with those?
Well, the first year, 3 years ago when those plants were 3 years old, we had about 500, 600 blooms. And we were able to sell those to Alaska Peony Distributors.
Right, yeah.
And that was a wonderful model. That was a great way to sell them. We just took them to Anchorage, to their warehouse, and they would grade them and take what they what graded for them, and then paid us for the plants, and that was great.
Yeah.
The next year, Alaska Peony Distributors closed.
Right.
But they did sell some of our plants, some of our, not plants, but our buds for us, and we were able to ship them. However, last year, we really hit the wall because we had about, well over half we did not sell.
Wow.
Ended up in the compost pile.
So oh, man.
That was unfortunate.
Tragedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of work and time and effort to just watch it turn into compost.
Yeah, it was a learning process.
Yeah, you know? Probably what spurred on you working so hard to get this Fred Meyer deal to happen, right?
Marketing, yeah. We realized marketing was going to be a major
critical
part of this.
Yeah, so tell me how it started. What made you think that you could get your flowers into Fred Meyer stores?
Well, I was in Juneau at the Governor's Alaska Grown Reception.
Sure.
And that's where we have this wonderful dinner prepared by the governor's staff and served to all the legislators. And we take the Farm Bureau, Alaska Farm Bureau sponsors that, and we take all Alaskan-grown food there and had this lovely dinner. While we were at this dinner, the Division of Ag gave the Golden Carrot Award, which is for the store in Alaska that did the best job with the $5
challenge,
$5 a week challenge.
Yeah.
And that went to Palmer Cars Safeway.
It sure did.
Yep. And that was really thrilling. And it's a really great award. You can see it over there at Cars. It's great.
Yep.
Well, Fred Meyer had some executives there.
Yeah.
And they said they were very embarrassed that that they had not stepped up to the challenge and really pushed during the $5 a week challenge. And so they had asked how they could possibly get peonies.
Okay.
And I had been to Palmer store and Wasilla store the year before, dropping off cards, asking if they were interested. And so they had my name. And so the Division of Ag helped arrange a phone call.
Okay.
And we went from there. We had to get a distributor.
Right.
Charlie's Produce is going to be the distributor.
Okay.
And had to work out some key details, stuff that
you never think
that
about, right?
Yeah, never thought of. How to get a UPC code. How once you get the code, then it has to be converted into a barcode.
Right.
Fortunately, my daughter Amy was able to figure all that stuff out.
So, yeah.
You know, and how to, one thing we have to have on the packages are display by dates. So we've had to do a lot of experimenting with how long they'll hold. And
Because this is kind of a different avenue than what many of the peony growers across the state, they're shipping their peony outside. So they're making plans and adjustments, and they've been busying themselves trying to figure that end of it out. But these flowers are going to stay in Alaska, but be shipped all across the state, right? But it's a little different.
Right, right.
Yeah.
A little different. So we need to have a shelf life for the store.
Yeah.
And so that when a customer gets them, they can still be assured, you know, a 6 to 8 day window of having peonies look fresh.
Beautiful peony. Yeah. Well, another interruption to remind folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit. And in the studio with me this morning is Carol Kenley of Peak Peonies. So we're just getting into the details about getting these flowers into Fred Meyer's, which again is such a big accomplishment. I think in the last couple of years, a few car stores have been selling Alaska-grown peony, but this will be the first for Fred Meyer, right?
Right.
And the statewide distribution is a new thing as well, right?
Yes, and that's what's really great is we have a central distributor, you know. And
oh, yeah, by using Charlie's. So do you have to deliver the flowers into Anchorage, or are they picking them up for you?
Well, for now we are. We are going to work out the logistics. They may pick them up from our farm, but we haven't. We're content to take them into Anchorage for now.
Happy to. Yeah. And so they'll be on display at, you said, 10 different Fred Meyers, all of the Fred Meyers across the state except for Juneau. And How will people find them? Will there be signage? Is there Alaska Grown logo on the sleeve? Or what should people look for to find those flowers?
Yes, there will be an Alaska Grown sticker on the sleeve.
Okay.
And now Fred Meyer had us take pictures. So there's a picture of me and my daughter Amy and my mom June. And of course, Maylee's little girl.
Yeah.
Or Amy's little girl, Maylee.
Yeah. Yep.
And so all of us are
four
in this
generations.
Picture. Yes, four generations. And they put, so I think there will be a poster.
Okay, good.
By our peonies. And if you see any peonies at Fred Meyer's, they will be Alaskan peonies,
right?
Because there are no other peonies.
They're not
available.
Yeah, they're not available anywhere else right now. That's a really good point, Amy. I know that, but yeah. So that's so cool. I am so excited for you guys. And you mentioned they'll be in sleeves. So are they going to be bundled in sleeves of three or five stems?
Yes,
or?
three stems per sleeve.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. That's just such an exciting thing. And do you know, are they going to be mixed bundles of different colors?
We're going to do mixed bundles. We're going to do same colors so that people can choose, you know, and then I'm just going to work with the floral department here in Palmer and see which she thinks
works better.
You know.
And how long, Carol, do you anticipate the flowers will be available? How many weeks worth do you think?
They should be available through mid-September.
Really?
You know, yeah.
Wow.
We're hoping through mid-September. Depends on
the weather.
How great our cooler, you know,
holds
and how, and just if we, you try to pick them just right, but you're never really sure when you're picking. You
right.
Know?
Well, this is new territory for everyone. I mean, the only way I can keep track of the timeline of this is that I know I was pregnant with my oldest daughter when we launched the Peony Growers Association. Well, when we got the grant to launch the Peony Growers Association. So she's 12. So it's been about a decade of, you know, this peony production happening in the state. And there's just so much to learn, right?
Right. In fact, I think Pat Holloway said that it was 20 years ago, 1998, when she first heard that there was this market possibly for peonies.
Yeah.
And she got a research grant in 2000.
Yep.
And so she started up at University of Alaska Fairbanks experimenting with varieties.
Yeah.
And it is.
It's still new territory. There's still so much to learn.
Yeah. And there is still a lot to develop in markets.
Yeah.
She said that a distributor told her that they would take 100,000 stems a week.
Right.
We don't know who that distributor exactly was, but and we certainly, this state does not have that many peonies available yet. But there are growers all over.
There are.
That are, you know, beginning growers like us, people that have had plants for quite some time.
Yeah.
And we have planted more. We now have about 3,000
in the ground. Oh, okay. That was going to be one of my questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kind of just playing right off of that, Carol, you say you have about 3,000 plants in the ground. Is that where you think you want to be? Or can you look into your crystal ball for a minute and imagine 5 years from now? Are you where you want to be? Or do you think you'll get bigger? Or
we probably are just about where we want to be when these all come online. We planted our last 600 last fall. So it'll be another 5 years. And they're as busy as we are right now with picking the 1,000 plants we have, we're not planting anymore.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, because like you mentioned, the weather changes and suddenly the flowers come on and all 1,000 plants have 7 blooms ready potentially once. And that's a lot of work and a lot of flowers and a lot of space and coolers and water and all the things, right?
Right. Yeah. There is a lot that goes into taking care of these peonies. So, you know, once they bloom, once they're soft, is what we call them, then
you can't
you're just really busy.
Push a pause button and say, hey, flowers, wait.
Right.
Yeah.
Although today it's cloudy and cool, and that's been a nice little pause since.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Carol, in your 5-6 years of doing this, what has been the biggest challenge so far, the biggest surprise that you weren't expecting?
Probably that those Inspector Laverge just didn't work, haven't worked out really well. And learning weed control.
Sure.
You know, working on weed control has been been key.
Yeah.
You know, we've now planted grass between the aisles of the peonies.
Okay.
And now we're trying to control the weeds that are in the grass.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot to it. And what's been the biggest kind of positive surprise? Like, what are you most excited to report about when you tell people that you're now a peony farmer?
Oh, I think one of the best surprises is like this morning when I woke up, as I was waking up and I smelled and I went, oh, the house smells like peonies. Because, of course, we have peonies
everywhere.
Everywhere yeah. in the house, and it's and it smells so wonderful, you
it
know.
Does.
And it's lovely to be able to take peonies wherever I go and give to friends, and
right.
neighbors, and
yeah. I worked in a flower shop in high school for a couple of years, and no one is ever upset to see the flower lady, right? Like it's
right.
always so nice to deliver fresh flowers to someone. Yeah, I bet that's been good. I can tell you it smells really good right now here in the studio, and I've been sick for a week and I can't really smell, but I can smell these peonies. They smell amazing. So your daughter Amy is your kind of partner in this. And what's beyond that? How many other family members are involved, or do you anticipate once you triple your production, are more family members involved, or?
Well, Amy's kids are going to get bigger.
Okay.
Her oldest is 14 and
okay.
she has four children.
Yeah,
and,
perfect age.
And so we're hoping that we can use them. Plus, I have other grandchildren around that will be working. Well, and do work for us. They've been good little weeders. And
yeah. Yeah. And are any of them, you know, can you, this is where it starts, right? At that age where they start making their plans for what they want to be when they grow up. Are any of them talking about being a peony flower farmer for them?
Oh yeah, Maylee. She's six,
yeah.
and she thinks she's going to be a flower farmer.
Oh, so. That's perfect. All right, Carol. Well, so I get the impression though that folks that the flowers are all sold. So if people want to find your flowers, they need to start looking at Fred Meyer's. Is that the case?
Right. Well, yeah. we don't have a contract.
Okay.
We have an agreement, and they believe they will sell all of our flowers,
sure.
and we have a few other farms that are going to supply
okay,
with
good.
Us too. So.
Yeah. And so you said starting next week.
Right. They should be in the stores Wednesday.
Wednesday. Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing them there. And I guess if folks have any questions or want to learn more about your peony farm, I know you'd be happy to share information, right?
Yes. We'd love to talk to anyone.
Yeah. So. All right. Perfect. Well, Carol, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Ag Matters Radio. And thanks to Fred Meyer's for pursuing this opportunity with Peak Peonies. And I can't wait to get my hands on some. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.